Hello, listeners, and welcome to the final episode of Season 2 of TDQ. I can't believe we finally made it to the end of Season 2, and I'm so excited to unpack everything that we've been through and learned in this season. So I'm not even going to waste time with a full intro, I'm just going to hop right in and ask myself the dreaded question. So what am I up to? Well, I've been working tirelessly on TDQ. It's hilarious to think that I thought that Season 2 was going to end so many episodes ago, back in April. And all in all, Season 2 started back in October, which is crazy, with Peter Shepherd. Do you even remember that episode now? And in the end, it has spanned almost 40 episodes plus 10 bonus episodes, including Base. So basically, since October, I've done 50 episodes, which is insane. So that's been a lot of what I've been up to. As most of you probably already know, I also have been up to Doing It Also, which ended about 2 weeks ago now. It was an incredible first cohort of people, and I really don't think that the first round of that class could have gone any better, and I attribute it so much to the amazing changemakers that participated in it with me. So if you're listening, thank you so much. And if you're wondering when Doing It Also will be offered again, I'm looking at offering it in September. So I know a lot of you have been asking when round two is happening. Keep an eye out for that. I promise to keep you informed. I was so amazed and inspired by the people who participated in the first round that I didn't want the work with them to end. So the Doing It Also workshop has developed into an ongoing weekly meeting to help these changemakers push their parallel careers forward, which I'm so excited about. It's called the Parallel Path, and it will only be available to people who have previously taken Doing It Also. I'm so excited to see where that goes and where that takes all of us. So I will also be keeping you updated on that as it continues on. Many of you also know that under the TDQ umbrella, we've also been offering Make It Work with Sari Wienerman, another 4-week course all about helping you find a thrival job. That course is underway and is going incredibly well. Sari is truly unbelievable, and I feel so lucky to be collaborating with her on this. But other than those things, which you may have already known, there's been kind of a lot going on. All this time of quarantine so far, I've been in New York City, still in my apartment in Astoria, which has been a really interesting experience, to say the least. But as of the day that I'm recording this, I'm actually leaving tomorrow to head down to South Carolina, where I'm from originally, to spend some time with my family. So I'm feeling all of the emotions about that. I'm excited, I'm anxious, I'm nervous, I'm a little bit scared, but mostly just really looking forward to having a little bit more space, but also having some quality time with my family, who I have missed so much. And additionally, while I'm there, I'm going to be spending a month down there, I will be taking Seth Godin's Alt MBA, which I'm really, really excited for. We had the orientation a few days ago, and it was already just so exciting. So I'm really looking forward to getting started with that. I can't wait to unpack everything that I am learning. I will definitely keep you guys posted. It will definitely be a big part of the conversation in Season 3 for sure. And I'm just really looking forward to having some time and space to take that course and enjoy it and learn a lot. So if you're not familiar with the Alt MBA, I'm sure you've heard me talk about Seth Godin before on this podcast, but he's a brilliant, brilliant person. I will link his podcast, Akimbo, and some of my favorite Seth Godin books in the show notes. But he's created a 4-week course called the Alt MBA. It's been running for years remotely via Zoom. It's where Peter Shepherd and Jen Waldman met, which then led to me meeting Peter Shepherd and my life being changed and the world being a magical place. So I'm already looking forward to it so much, and I can't wait to share everything that I learn, as well as just enjoying time with my family. So I'm really looking forward to this next month. I can't wait to be there and just relax for a bit and get out of the city. So it will definitely be an interesting adventure that I'm really looking forward to. So I wanted to take a moment to kind of reflect on some of the themes that have come up over the course of season two. It has been such a whirlwind and a crazy ride, to say the least. If Lily back in October when season two started could see Lily now, she would be shocked, confused, and probably a little bit amazed. To go back in time a little bit, I feel like at the start of season two, themes that were coming up were things like monetizing hobbies and, you know, when is a good time to monetize a hobby and when maybe not to, because I think that's what a lot of people kind of think of when they think of parallel careers is like, oh, taking other things that I like doing and making money off of them, which is partially true, but I think everyone listening to this knows that nothing can suck the fun out of something like starting to make it something you get paid for. So, you know, I feel like where I've landed with that is if it's something that you just love doing for yourself on your terms, in your way, when you feel like it, it's probably not a hobby that you want to monetize. But if it's something that you genuinely love doing to share with other people and you love when people ask it of you, then, you know, it might be something to consider monetizing, especially right now. And of course, it wouldn't be a season of TDQ without several conversations around purpose. We were lucky enough to have multiple episodes with Jen Waldman, multiple episodes with Becca Brunel, and even with people for whom purpose isn't a huge part of their parallel career in a more direct way like it is in Becca's. It still comes up in the conversation all the time. One of the big takeaways for me in this first round of doing it also is that knowing your why really makes finding your parallel career significantly easier. And you're starting off with a significant head start if you're already in touch with your purpose as a person and how you go about things. And of course, we also had multiple opportunities to chat with Carly Valancy. But it wasn't just her. Several guests this season were talking about the power of reaching out and making connections and growing your community. And I think that's something that especially right now is so beautiful and such an opportunity. You know, a lot of people are finding themselves with a bit more time. And so if that's your excuse for not reaching out, then that excuse is gone. This month, I'm actually participating in Carly's Reach Out Party, which has been off to a phenomenal start. It's just so inspiring, and she just gets you so lit up about reaching out and truly helps you believe in its power. I'll link the information about the Reach Out Party in the show notes, and I'll link her episodes from this past season if you missed them and you want to check out more. It's truly an incredible, magical place, and I can't recommend it enough. Another thing that manifested itself in a lot of ways this season was challenging the norms of our industry, which I'm really glad we did because now it's as relevant and more relevant than ever. And now that we have time to pause and really question what we do and why we do it as an industry, I'm hoping that some of the ideas that were discussed on this season are at least part of the conversation. I never pretend to have the answers. I certainly don't know more than anyone or everyone else in this industry, but we had some great conversations about resumes and about casting and the words we use and what we call things. And I hope that this will be part of the conversation. And many of you may remember that in more recent episodes, I've been asking a lot of guests, you know, what's a change that you would like to see on the other side of this in our industry? Because I think we have an opportunity to be really intentional with the industry and the world that we come back to. And so are we going to just try to recreate the broken system that we had before? Or are we going to take the opportunity to be intentional and come back to a industry that we're actually proud of and that actually considers the needs of actors and artists and everyone involved at every step of the process? So while sometimes when I think back or listen back to episodes of Base, I laugh at how naive we were and how little we knew then, but at the same time, there's still some really important and relevant nuggets in there, and I hope that these are things that can be discussed as part of the conversation. And of course, a big part of the conversation in all of these episodes that have happened at the end of season two, after it was supposed to already be over, a big part of the conversation was coping with coronavirus and coping with the circumstances of the world as it is and, you know, dealing with the questions that come up for everyone. The big part of this conversation was pivoting, both with having Jen Waldman on, talking about pivoting with purpose, having Grace Wales on, talking about her experience when she decided to leave the industry, having Sarah Kleist on to discuss finding a parallel career in this crazy time. And I think it's been so interesting to hear the variety of experiences that everyone's been having, that some people are feeling really motivated and inspired and feeling like they actually have time for things. Some people are feeling busier than ever somehow and like time is meaningless and that there's never enough time for the things that they want to do. Or people who are just simply feeling uninspired or who are grieving and mourning the loss of everything that we thought that we had. It's been helpful for me to see, and I hope it's been helpful for you as well, that everyone is having such a vast and various set of reactions and circumstances in this time, and that I'm sure for all of them, it just changes day by day, and you're not alone in whatever it is that you're feeling. Whether you're having a day where you're feeling super productive and grateful to be inside and kind of enjoying this time, or you're feeling really down and frustrated and scared for the future, and anything in between on the spectrum in between those feelings, you're definitely not alone in what you're feeling. And we're all coping with such different elements of this time. Some people are completely unemployed. Some people have some employment. Some people are dealing with health issues. I mean, again, the experiences couldn't be more vast and different. And something that I've been inspired by is seeing what other things people are picking up in this time. Not necessarily even parallel careers, but what is lighting people up? What is exciting people? What's making people feel inspired? I've seen on Facebook people posting their art in various forms. Through being part of JWS Online, I've seen short films, I've seen puppet shows, I've seen so many amazing and creative ideas coming from people. I've also seen people who have responded with an unbelievably inspiring vigor to the Black Lives Matter movement. And seeing how that passion manifests so differently in everyone, and seeing so many people find their path on that journey and find their voice in that fight has been really inspiring and encouraging. And it's been one of the main takeaways for me through this round of the movement, is that everyone has something to bring to this fight. And that no two people have to look exactly the same. Just as I was saying, there's such a variety of experiences in how we're responding to coronavirus. There's such a variety of experiences in how we're responding to fully understanding and accepting the deep-seated systemic issues in our society and in our country, and where we fall in that. How we've been complicit and what part we play and what role we're going to take on in creating change moving forward. All I'll say in this moment is that whichever lane you've chosen, whichever path you're taking, whichever way you're going about learning, understanding, growing, implementing change, just keep going, even if it's a baby step forward every day. Thinking back over everything that I have just said, and all of the themes and ideas that I just unpacked, I mean, what a crazy journey that we have been on collectively from the time that season two of TDQ started until now. And I'm sure that unlike me, you don't measure your life and you don't measure your time in seasons of TDQ, but for me, I do. And it's fascinating to me to think of all of the waves, of all of the change, of all of the things that have happened over this journey. And I'm so glad that I kept making episodes when all of this started, that I didn't end back in April when I was supposed to. And I'm not gonna lie, it hasn't been easy. And there have been a lot of late nights of editing and scrambling to figure out who the next guest was gonna be and what order I was gonna post in and all of those things. But there hasn't been a moment where I haven't been glad that I kept going, because I believe so strongly in the mission of this podcast in all times, even before coronavirus. But it does feel like right now we are in a place where we can start to really look at our industry and realize all the ways that parallel careers are important and at this moment, vital. So if you're new to TDQ, if someone has sent you an episode of TDQ recently and said, hey, there's this whole podcast about parallel careers, and I know you're considering one this time, I hope that you will take this time to go back and listen to episodes that you've not yet heard. And if you have been listening since the beginning, first of all, thank you. You're amazing. But second of all, I would encourage you to go back and listen to episodes from season one and season two again through this new lens that you have. I don't think in previous episodes that I would have ever said anything like, if the theater industry were to disappear tomorrow, you know, what would you do? Because that would have seemed like a ridiculous statement. But now you don't have to look at those episodes through that lens. You don't have to think, well, what would I do if there were no theater? Guess what? That time is now. It's no longer hypothetical. So I hope that by going back and listening to previous episodes with these new ears that you have and this new perspective that you have, that you will glean new things from them. And then I hope you will reach out to the people whose careers inspire you and ask their advice and ask them for more information on whatever it is about their episodes that interests you. And like I said earlier, I promise I will let you know when the next round of Doing It Also begins, and I hope that you'll join us. To close out this season, I know this is kind of random, but I do just want to say thank you so much to Zencastr. I am not sponsored, this is not an advertisement of any sort, but Zencastr is an online platform for recording episodes of podcasts remotely. And without Zencastr, I could not have continued this season of TDQ. And they have been giving unlimited hours of recording without a paid account for the entirety of the coronavirus pandemic. I'm so incredibly grateful for them. And if you have a podcast or you're interested in starting a podcast and you're thinking, oh my gosh, how will I ever record remotely? I highly recommend them. I'll link them in the show notes. Again, not sponsored or anything, but I just really needed to shout out that this could not have happened without them, and I'm so incredibly grateful. And lastly, I'm already thinking about season three. I am going to take a little break completely from TDQ while I do the Alt MBA, but I wouldn't be me if I weren't obsessively thinking about what was going to happen in the next season. So I've been noodling and brainstorming, but I want to make sure that I'm talking to the types of guests that you want to hear from, that I'm representing the things that you're curious about. So I am going to include a link in the show notes to a feedback form about season two, and it also asks some questions about what you want to see in season three, so I hope you'll take a few minutes to fill it out. I hope that even during this small break that I'm going to take, that you'll continue to share episodes with people you know and love if you think they would benefit from hearing TDQ. In this time, I really do hope that people can hear the message that a parallel career not only improves your life, but improves you as a person, as an artist, and just makes your life more enriching and fulfilled. As always, I can't thank you enough for listening. Creating this podcast is truly one of the greatest joys in my life. And while it can be difficult at times, I would never give it up for anything. So I promise to keep this break as short as I possibly can and to be back at you as soon as possible with new episodes and hopefully addressing things that you want to hear. Thank you for spending your time with me, especially during this crazy pandemic. I know I say it all the time, but I genuinely mean it. I hope that wherever you are safe and well. Thank you so much for listening. I'm Lily Torre, and this has been season two of The Dreaded Question.